Oh, man. No, I got very interested in Ohio the night I was watching the returns, and I saw this on the CNN website, which were the exit polls, and it showed that, here it says that John Kerry won Ohio for female vote with 53% of the female vote versus George Bush's 47%. However, on the male vote, John Kerry only won by 51% and George Bush by 49%. So I was wondering which third sex put our president over the top.
I'm not here to cause trouble. I'm here to tell the truth from my point of view and from many other people's points of view. Wars are fought by land, sea, and air. So we do need people in the courthouse. And I'm in the court with two federal lawsuits. I applaud people in court fighting for their rights. But the courts really don't respect that action unless there's a mob at their front doorstep. And that's what you need. And by mob, I don't mean an orderly group of citizens. I mean a group of people who, whose backs are against the wall, they've had enough, something's got to give. And that's the point we're at.
According to Mr. Blackwell, see, if you vote in the same county but the wrong precinct, your vote is thrown away. So a lot of Republicans, when people came to the wrong precinct, instead of saying, go the next precinct, which is often the next table, they said, here, fill out a provisional ballot. 155,000 provisional ballots thrown in the garbage. And guess what? Overwhelmingly in the black community. Okay. Votes thrown in garbage. People unable to vote even if they waited hours in line. Well, it might have something to do with this, something you're really not supposed to see. It's called the paging list. I got these from the internet. They were passed to me. See, if those of you, by the way, if any of you have some documents that are marked secret confidential, your boss wants to shred, something like that, go to GregPalace.com. Don't waste them. GregPalace.com, contact Greg. Someone did. Turns out we had 30 lists, 30, 40, 50,000 names. And we actually went through them, and golly gee, every one of the names were in African American precincts, voters in African American precincts. Now, these were emails, attached emails going to the Chief of Research National, the Republican Party, the head of the campaign of the Republican Party. I said, what are you doing with this? So I went to their office. I said, no, maybe it's innocent. Please explain. It's an innocent explanation. Okay? These are, first explanation, these are names of our donors. This is a donor list, okay? And I said, some of these addresses are homeless shelters. You got a lot of Bush Cheney support out of, okay. You know, who am I? You know, I'm just a reporter, you know? And they said, no, actually, it's people's addresses have changed, and we don't want to spend too much money sending them, you know, we want to get the proper addresses. Oh, these are people's addresses have changed. You sent that information, clerical information, to the chief of the Republican campaign?
The Congress has failed in its oversight of the executive branch. And the American people have failed in their oversight of the integrity of our political system.
I applaud people in court fighting for their rights. But the courts really don't respect that action unless there's a mob at their front doorstep. And that's what you need.